We asked and you delivered. For weeks, we've been receiving emails about your most loved and most hated holiday songs. There's a lot to talk about, but stepping back, taking in the big picture for a moment, we've discovered that you are most passionate and most divided about one song in particular. The Little Drummer Boy. Hans Petrushka in Kirtland, Ohio, cringes at this song because he says it is a confab, made-up, implausible retelling of the nativity tale. I also don't like the ox and lamb keeping time. Keeping time to what? Isn't keeping time what the drummer boy is doing? Ginny Mason in Whately, Massachusetts, remembers that her nephews Asa and Axel used to have a bedtime music tape, and around Christmas would burst into tears begging, not pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. And then there's Dorothy Burgraff.
My most abhorred and my most adored holiday song is The Little Drummer Boy. I hate it because I just think it's one of the most simplistic and shallow of all the holiday songs. But as it happens, this most abhorred song became part of my most adored holiday music when I heard Bing Crosby and David Bowie in a duet. Peace on earth,
and it be. For Jackie Fleming in Paradise, California, this song recalls one of the best moments of her life.
When my son Casey was in kindergarten, each night during his bath, he'd ask me to sing the song with him so we could remember the words when the class performed it for the Christmas pageant. And then on the day of the program, I searched the group for Casey, but I couldn't find him. Then the chorus started chanting, broom, broom, broom. And as the curtain slowly parted, Casey, alone on the stage, began singing in solo in a beautiful choir boy voice that I'd never heard before. And now every year when I hear The Little Drummer Boy, I have my little boy back for a few moments.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Sing, baby.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
My name is Kendra Zamzo. I'm from Reno, Nevada. And my favorite song, I don't know the official title, but everyone calls it Charlie Brown Christmas.
This is another favorite we heard a lot about, the Vince Guaraldi Trio's Christmas Time Is Here. In New York City, Lori Blair writes, I grew up in the 1960s and, like many people of my age, looked forward to the annual broadcast of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and as a result, we'll always look at the saddest Christmas tree on the lot with great affection.
My name is Nathan Lansing. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota, and I like it because it has a nice dichotomy between the world weariness and sophistication of the accompaniment that Vince's playing, plus the hope and wonder of the season expressed by the voices of the children that sing. And so the whole thing together really summarizes the Christmas season.
Can you sum up a Christmas song you don't like?
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Why?
He is normally a very good melodist and normally really writes a good tune, but that song is meandering. It's got synthesizer bleeps everywhere.
It's the soundtrack to hell.
This is Amy Baylaurel Casey of Meredith, New Hampshire.
I swear, the devil is standing there to greet you with an 80s keyboard strapped to his chest, playing horrible echoing notes and singing, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
And then there's the silly stuff. Only one or two of you wrote in to say you love Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. It's funny, cheesy, repetitive refrain.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
But if you want fun and funny, nothing beats Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights
Here's another song that's supposed to be funny.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
But almost nobody thinks it is funny. Mary Fitzgerald in Keswick, Virginia, describes herself as a young and fairly new grandmother who is deeply offended by Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. She says, what point is there during this happy and uplifting season to a song that talks about an innocent person being trampled by an animal? Speaking of animals, many of you have fond memories of this recording by the Animal Quackers. But can't stand this one by the Jingle Cats. Lisa Newkirk in Land O'Lakes, Florida, put this song to great use. She started getting calls from a telemarketer in November of last year, every single day.
And I knew approximately what time the telemarketer was going to call. And I queued up the sample, and when the machine connected me to the real person, I clicked on play.
Lisa says the calls stopped shortly thereafter. So much for the funny stuff. How about some soul?
My name is Emma Freeman.
And I'm Becca Freeman.
And we live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we are twins. And our favorite holiday song, without a doubt, is Otis Redding's version of White Christmas. I could listen to that song every day of the year. And
exactly.
It just satisfies my soul. Exactly.
Now, you guys must hear the Bing Crosby version an awful lot more often than the Otis Redding version.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, now, can you sing the Otis Redding version for me? How does it go?
Oh, good question. I don't know. I don't know if I have the soul that he has.
I mean, we can approximate it, but it will be kind of embarrassing.
Do it for me.
Okay. You ready, Emma?
Yeah. I can't even remember how it goes.
Oh, God. Okay, how about I'll start in the middle. Where the tree...
Honey, it's where the treetops glisten. Little bitty children, they are trying to listen to hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow.
There are many versions of this Irving Berlin song, over 500, in fact, in dozens of languages, according to ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. But the most famous, by far, is this one by Bing Crosby. This 1947 recording is the best-selling single of all time, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, selling 50 million copies. It and other great songs are on Bing Crosby's album Merry Christmas, now published under the title White Christmas. In my family, we have it on 78, regular 33 RPM, cassette tape, CD, and now on my iPod. It brings memories of my grandparents' house. Presents wrapped in newspaper, the unlimited Cokes in the fridge, the wet kiss of my grandpa. He'd fought in World War II, as had my other grandpa, while the women, the grandmothers, kept the family and the country running. Bing Crosby's Christmas recording is a lasting archive of that greatest generation.
May your days be merry and bright.
The 40s was also the height of the golden age of radio.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holidays.
This recording of Silver Bells is from Bing Crosby's 1940s radio show. It's a duet with none other than Ella Fitzgerald.
Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear...
This smooth, perfect recording was live. And it reminds me of how great musicians were in those days. No retakes, no pickups. And also how important radio was to bringing this country together with the simple, meaningful sentiments of the holidays. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Happy holidays.